stock.
What if you're talking about hens and turkeys and geese? You'd say you had to go feed the...
chickens and things.
Okay. And if it was time to feed the stock and do your chores, you'd say that it was...
time to go feed.
Mm-hmm. Would you call that fodder time or feeding time or chore time?
Feeding time.
Okay. And a hen on a nest of eggs is called a...
setting hen.
And where do you keep hens?
When they ain't setting?
Yeah, where do you have to keep them?
Setting hens?
Uh-huh.
On the nesters with eggs on them.
Uh-huh. Well, what about a place when the eggs hatch? What about a place where the mother and the chicks can get?
And a chicken coop. You have your coop made and put them in a... yeah. With boards and things and put them in there to keep them out of the cold till they get big enough to follow their mother.
Mm-hmm. Where do the chickens roost?
On the roost pole in the hen house.
Uh-huh. And you know when you're eating chicken, there's a bone that goes like this?
A wishbone.
Okay. Any stories about that?
Oh, yes. They pull them and say... make a wish, and which one gets a short end of it, they say, that's the one that's going to get married first, I think they say.
Uh-huh. And,
that's what we say down here, I don't know what y'all say.
Uh-huh. Say if you want your horses, you want to get your horses ready so you can go somewhere, say before you hitch them up, you have to...
saddle them up and put the bridle on.
Or if you're going to hitch him to a wagon, you'd say you have to...
hitch my horse to the wagon. To the wagon.
Uh-huh. First of all, you have to...
put gear on him.
Okay.
And a collar and a bridle.
Okay. Or another word for gear, you'd say, I have to...
harness.
Okay. And how do you call cows to get them to come in out of the pasture?
Shoo, cow.
Okay. What about calves?
Well, they generally with the cows, you don't call the calves. You might call them when you're outside or something, but they don't hardly ever come because it's so little.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what it is.
How would you call them if you were?
Suke, like that.
Uh-huh. What would you say to a cow to get her to stand still so you can milk her?
So.
Okay. How would you get her to move her leg back?
You just hit on the hip and make a step back.
You don't tell her anything?
Just say move your hip and hit until your step back for you to milk her.
Mm-hmm. What do you say to a mule to make him turn left?
How?
What about right?
G.
And to get him started, you tell him?
To get up.
And to stop him.
Whoa.
And to make him go backwards.
Well, you have to pull the line to back him.
Uh-huh. Do you tell him anything?
Back up.
Uh-huh. How do you call horses to get them in out of the pasture?
Well, a horse won't come from calling very much. You just go out and feed them. I ain't never called a horse.
Mm-hmm.
But I have called cows, but now calling a horse, I ain't never called a horse.
Uh-huh. What about sheep?
Well, you just go drive the sheep in and they, you know,
because
they don't know about calling. You just go out in the pasture and drive them into the feed.
Mm-hmm. What about hogs?
Well, you can call a hog and feed them. They'll come for calling.
How do you call them?
Piggies. Here he is, come on.
Uh-huh. What about chickens?
Well, you can call a chicken. You say, come on. Come on, chickens, and something like that, just like you would a hog.
Uh-huh. And